Hello, Scorpio Sun and Rising Signs. Welcome to your July 2019 overview. In these audioscopes, I'm just really focusing on the big picture for all the little interactions that happen daily and weekly. Tune into my Instagram. That's where I'll kind of keep those updated. But in a monthly format, I think it's easier to just hold big picture energies that are happening. So there's three main things I focus on in that. First is the solar lunar rhythm. The sun and moon work together each month to bring some harmonizing to an axis in your chart. So to an opposing place in your chart, something is reaching and something is deepening. And it's through our new moons and full moons, so how the sun and moon are kind of bouncing off each other or connecting to each other, that we understand where in our chart something is stretching. So one side reaching, one side deepening. So that's one big picture area of your chart to always focus on in a month to know which part is harmonizing. So throughout the course of a year, every part of your chart will be harmonized in this way. The other thing I really want to focus on is jumping into your planetary ruler. And you've got two of them, which is unique. You've got Mars and Pluto. So to me, Pluto feels more accurately like your real planetary ruler. Mars is the planet that ruled you until Pluto was found, so it's called the traditional ruler. But I feel like he was more of a placeholder, but a deep relationship was formed. So I think you can always tap into Mars to develop yourself in different ways if you choose to. So, given that, let's dive into July. Starting out, we are in the solar season of Cancer, and this is how we are seeing the sun against the zodiac sign of Cancer. And right away on the 2nd, we fall into the Cancer new moon. So this is where the sun and moon connect in the same degree of a sign during a season. And this month is unique. There's a lot of complexity to hold and layered things to weave and understand. So not only is this a new moon, but it is a solar eclipse. So there's an eclipse on this. And eclipses come in pairs every 6 months. So there will also be a lunar eclipse or a full moon with an eclipse on the 16th. But let's start with this solar eclipse. And I'm going to do this in layered ways. I'm going to talk about just simply the new moon in Cancer and what that would traditionally mean. But then I'll layer after I talk about that what the eclipse adds to it. Okay, so Cancer universally holds themes or qualities of nurturing and intuition and deepening and really connecting to soul and imagination and security. In each sign's chart, Cancer will rule a segment of life. So the qualities of Cancer for you rule over your 9th house, so the segment of your life connected to expansion, belief, how you push your boundaries, how you broaden perspective and share perspective in the world. It's a big picture visionary house, that part of you that's willing to push out of your comfort zone, which is an interesting place to have Cancer, because Cancer really likes to feel secure and in its comfort zone. So this could, for you, maybe bring up themes of expanding your sense of what home is, being very seeking and exploratory around roots and soulfulness and imagination, or having a sense of, if you're maybe an older soul, being able to feel at home anywhere in the world, somewhere foreign, or having home in foreign places could also connect here. Cancer ruling imagination too in the ninth house has a connection to publishing. This can create a fiction quality of writing if you wished to get into that a little bit. But back to what the actual, so that's just sort of the area and quality of life that's being affected by the new moon. And the new moon always brings some pressure. It's when we've sort of reached a summit after a full year of work in something. So work in this house of expansion with home. So it brings some pressure. We've really solidified in this quality for the year. This is the point in the year where you're most solid in this quality, but also shouldering some responsibility, so some pressure. And the thing to pay attention to, so at the new moon with the pressure, you're also creating this new seed where you're placing new intentions for the next round. And that pressure that you're feeling is a great thing to pay attention to in terms of, does it feel crushing? Do you feel apathetic about pressure, like maybe you have not reached high enough in this part of your chart? Or is the pressure just right? You feel solid, but you're being challenged in a positive way. That's kind of the sweet spot you want to look for. So just pay attention to the pressures, and that will help you understand the kinds and level of intentions you're going to want to make for this next round. Okay, so that's sort of the full moon. We've gone over the area of life and quality that's being affected. And now we're going to layer in what an eclipse here means. So eclipses happen where what's called the lunar nodes are shifting, and there's two of them always across from each other, and it's where the moon is crossing the ecliptic during a year. And right now that's happening on the axis of Cancer Capricorn, which is our security axis. So Cancer being more private life, foundational root security, and Capricorn being our reach in the world, so security through position. So this is the pole that's being affected by eclipses this year, and which started in the winter in January. There were some eclipses that happened in this axis, and so we continue on that theme. And it does make a difference on which node the eclipse happens on. So with these happening in pairs 2 weeks apart, one of the eclipses will fall on what's called the north node, and the other will fall on what's called the south node. And on the second, at this solar new moon eclipse, this is happening on the north node. And this node is indicating a full circle point. And the node is sitting near halfway through Cancer. So there's sort of a split quality happening depending on in your chart if you have house cusps or planets or important points in the last half of Cancer or the earlier half of Cancer. You'll definitely be affected more if you do have things going on in Cancer rather than just having a blank house of Cancer, but everyone will be affected wherever this sign is falling in your chart. But half of you are going to find yourself needing to make intentions to help you continue to release and surrender and let go of some baggage that's built up in this sign over the last 19 years in order to prepare for a new initiation, a new spark, a new sense of passion in this part of your life. I think there will be a small pocket that will experience both simultaneous, some endings and beginnings at the same time, which is, you know, that's common to have. When there's endings, there's always a beginning. But sometimes those endings need some time and space to happen. So some people will have a year of kind of releasing some things. surrendering, experiencing a little bit of healing after complexity and some new inspiration. And then some will be feeling a new spark, a new passion come to life in this part of your chart. And I think it's probably pretty easy to tell which category you're falling in. Within about a week of this eclipse, you should sort of really get a sense of if you're holding one or the other, or a little bit of both here. Okay, so come the 16th, we come to the next eclipse, and it's, you know, a lunar eclipse, and lunar eclipses are always on full moons, and where the new moon is about where we're holding pressure in a new cycle, the full moon is where we are needing to deepen into life, to, we're coming into a growth phase, a fertile phase, and this is indicating it's time to deepen. So we really connect to the soul and roots of a sign when it's going through in an area of our chart when it has a full moon in it. So this is in Capricorn in your third house. So the third house is about community, a sense of belonging, sort of the way you think and the way you find a sense of connection in life. And with Capricorn being the qualities that are ruling over this house, there is a lot of structure going on here. There's a lot of striving for authority in this area, and potentially a need for feeling traditional and respected in tried and true ways here. So a full moon here is indicating that this is the point in the year where this house and quality in you is needing some nurturing, needing some tending to. You can feel a little bit of insecurity, which is just information that it's time to deepen. So you can create a more safe, private way of deepening into this to get ready for just around the corner, fruits and growth is really going to start coming on for this part of your chart. But right now it's time to deepen it and push into insecurity through creating more security. Okay, so that's in general a full moon in third house with Capricorn ruling it, but let's layer on the eclipse on here to kind of get the whole picture of what's happening at this date. So this eclipse is going to happen on the opposite lunar node, so the south node of the moon. And this is indicating sort of a halfway point of the journey that Capricorn is making in about a 19-year cycle. So if you were to think of that 19-year cycle in a circle, it's come halfway, so it's facing this point of ignition that it had about 9 years ago. And so that facing off is indicating a little bit of karma coming through for good or bad. However you've developed this, it's a time when you're going to have to face what you've done here, which could be really great, somewhere in the middle, or some things that are going to be hard to kind of deal in the fairness of what's gone on here. But then another metaphor and another perspective on this, and you know, there's always an ecology of things happening somewhere. It's never just one note. So another kind of energy that this is producing is if you think of your life as agriculture and you've sort of ripened harvests, you've gathered them, you've prepared them, and now they're ready to take to market. This is sort of that point of leaving behind some sovereignty and total personal control over a certain area of your life, where you're now coming face to face with the outer world. And things about this part of your life are now going to start to be weighed and measured in the outer world. But it's also the initial point where you come into relationship with the outer world, which tends to bring actual relationship in relation to the themes of this house. And it's a time where you're going to feel a little bit of triggering because you've had 9 years of having a lot of control in this area. And now you're being asked to kind of loosen the reins, to cooperate, to compromise, to look for that fair exchange. And sometimes that can be hard to sort of let go of full control and start trusting other a little better. So there's something in your house of community and connection and mentality and belonging that is kind of coming up against this triggering point of needing to be a lot more fair in your dealings and a lot more seen for how you are doing exchanges. So if you can kind of loosen the reins, if you can find fair and equal exchange, it means you're starting to harmonize. If you can't, then conflict comes up. So obviously the goal is harmonizing. And if conflict is coming up, it's the questions around how can this be harmonized? Am I compromising too much or is the other compromising too much? If it's the other that won't compromise, it might be time to find different resonance, different relationship with other that's willing to be fair in exchange. So, you know, there's a lot of, it takes time to figure this out, to figure out your resonance, how you like exchanging, what fair exchange is. So it is definitely like a triggering point, but when you get the hang of it, when you start trusting more, when you find your resonance here, a deep elegance can start to embody this part of your life. So always the goal is some sort of harmonizing and resonance and fair play. So that's a lot to hold. You know, new and full moons, you're already being stretched here with reach and deepening, pressure and insecurity. And then you layer on these eclipses with, on one side, some endings and beginnings, and the other side kind of pushing into needing to cooperate better. You know, it's a lot to hold. So these eclipse seasons tend to constantly bring in a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, sometimes very unexpectedly. If that doesn't happen for you, it's very likely that people around you are going through this. So the goal here is to just stay open-minded, very patient. Some of these things take time to happen and it feels like nothing's happening, but really things are organizing. It's just hard to see. So a lot of patience, nurture yourself, kind of ground in, do what you need to do to feel a sense of safety within a time of great change. So this month we have, on top of eclipses, on our axis of security, which is a really, you know, one of our hot axes that everyone feels a lot of sensitivity around already. We end the month on the 31st with another new moon. It's typical to only have one new and one full moon per month, but once in a blue moon, we have a second new or a second full moon. So this month there is a second new moon on the last day. And to back up just a little bit, on the 23rd, the sun will move into the sign of Leo. So what's actually happening is we are seeing the sun against the Leo part of the zodiac from our perspective. So this doesn't necessarily mean the pressure is off with these shifts that are happening. There's still probably likely a lot to organize and a lot to figure out, but the spotlight, the sun has moved off of it, which does ease up a little bit. So it will move into Leo, and the quality of Leo brings an energy of creativity, of presence, of starting to grow your fruits. So it's really the spotlight sign, and you think of midsummer and the warm nights that get people relaxed and having fun and really comfortably in summer. It's a lovely time, and for us individually, this is a time to really tap into warmth and playfulness and creativity and command and our own presence in the spotlight. So adding a new moon on top of this on the 31st, there can be some pressure here to hold. So again, paying attention to if pressures feel crushing, if they feel challenging in the positive sense, or if there's a little apathy here to help you gauge the kind of intentions that need to be made here. And just as Cancer is kind of going through this phase of endings and beginnings, Leo went through this last summer and the summer before. So it really has in its own like 19-year journey that it's currently on. It's in a very, very fresh place of resilience, where there's a lot of new passion, there's a lot of new impulse, and a lot of naivety. So the point at this new moon and in Leo season is to really connect into your passion, into your impulse, play, have fun, and don't place a lot of expectations for things to turn out in grand ways that you initiate now, but do place expectations on them that they are going to connect you to what really lights you up. Sometimes there's some beginner luck with that because it's really beautiful to watch, just like an infant or the toddler that's learning to walk. Everyone loves to watch this, and we're each dealing with that energy with wherever Leo is in our charts. So for you, this Leo energy that's resilient and passionate right now is in your 10th house of career. So you may be making slightly impulsive moves in career. You might be having some beginner's luck or kind of a desire to push into things that you instinctively know. Maybe you don't know a lot about, but you know that passion you have will take you where you need to go. So just don't put a lot of pressure on yourself for huge successes. There may be some brilliant, beautiful wins, but there also will likely be some falls, just like that toddler learning to walk who, you know, is going to get up and try and try and try again, and he'll finally find his footing, but there are going to be a lot of falls in there. But it's still a really fun, really resilient place to be. So just have fun with it. Don't put too much pressure on that, I would say, in terms of like having very mature successes, but be brave and be bold and push yourself here. So those are the areas where your chart is sort of reaching and deepening. You have two spots of reaching this month, but layered in with eclipses and the axis of security, it's pretty intense. So yeah, just do things that you need to ground and nurture yourself. So moving on to your planetary rulers, I'm going to start off with Mars, who I find a little bit more secondary, but you can decide for yourself which one really hits more for you, and maybe the one that doesn't as much, it might be a good challenge to feel that a little more this month. Okay, so Mars, so these planets really hold more of your archetype and more of your personal development, where the sun and moon and the new and full moons are kind of balancing every aspect of your chart every year. Your planetary ruler is taking you through a more personal development journey that has its own pace that's not connected to the sun and moon. Okay, so Mars is the planet of, it's sort of the pathfinder of the zodiac. He is the planet that sits at the border between Earth and what's outside of Earth, outside of Earth's orbit, where, the Moon, Venus, and Mercury all can come between the Earth and the Sun, that would never happen. Mars can never come between Earth and the Sun. So he's at the boundary of what's beyond the Earth. So he picks our path, he picks our direction. So for you, this is that part of you that knows how to pathfind, who knows how to clearly pick a direction in life and stick to it with strength and force. So Mars is on the first day of July, moves into Leo for the whole month. And Mars, just like the moon has phases, the planets also have phases that I love to pay attention to. That's not something that I really see other astrologers doing, but the more I pay attention to it, the more it feels like a piece that has to be there. And Mars's phase is in a very fresh new phase. And in Leo, who likes to shine and be bold and outrageous and dramatic and creative and command things like the diva, this feels very creative to me, because the phase that Mars is in is really wanting to mold and sculpt and connect to the senses, and it's sort of this artisan quality. And with Leo's creativity channeled through that and its presence channeled through that, this is just like really creation oriented to me. And it's sitting in your 10th house all month. So this energy can really be directed into aspirations and career. So it's a beautiful energy to take advantage of, create some ownership in your career, mold some things in your career and really make them shine with a little bit of pizzazz. So that's a fun, I really like Mars for you this month. So if you don't typically feel Mars energy, see what you can do to tap into it through being quite assertive and moving a little faster than normally, or a little bit more bravely and outrageously than normal. So moving to Pluto, your other ruler, the one that I feel is probably the more aligned to you and your development. Pluto moves very slowly. He's been in your third house for years. He'll stay in your third house for years. This is like the Lord of the underworld. He likes to uproot things. He likes to get to the hidden depths, the hidden resources of things, and using that to empower or gain power. It's the power player of the zodiac. So that's your quality of precision and strategy and intimacy, your ability to get people to share, your ability to understand asset management and combined assets. That's where this quality is coming from. And with it being in your third house, there's this deep connection that you're honing and have been honing, will continue to hone, around community and connection and a sense of belonging or a sense of networking. And with Capricorn here, it could really be tied to profession. It could also be tied to, yeah, your authority and community, your networking ability for work, that kind of stuff. It's likely somehow tied into there. And then again, looking at the phase of Pluto, just as I did with Mars, until the 13th, Pluto's in a ninth phase, or a phase of pushing boundaries, some expansion. It's a time for you to sort of exchange philosophies, to push out of your comfort zone in this area of your life, and to broaden your perspective around community and how you structure or are attracted to structured community or communication. From the 14th to the end of the month, Pluto moves into a new phase, which is the pressure point phase of really needing to hold position in the world. to uphold some pressures and some responsibilities, but feeling a sense of solidness as well. But this is a time when you may feel a desire to start detaching a little bit from life and from these communities you're so focused into at the same time as having a lot of responsibility here. This is also a time where you are going to need to really understand integrity and stand by integrity. Any wavering from like that thin red line is going to get you some lashings. So really stay true to your word, to your ethics, to your sense of decorum, and be as impeccable as you can be, because any wavering is not going to be accepted by the outer world from the 14th and on in this area. If you do waver, there can be some big falls as well. Just a little warning. So this is the big picture for you, where you're sort of stretching and reaching and deepening in your life, sort of harmonizing a part of your chart, and then how more personally through Mars and Pluto, your more personal agenda and archetype and development is progressing at the moment. So with this being eclipse season, just be open, be very patient, and very nurturing during this time, as a lot of shifts are coming for whether it's you or people around you. It's felt in different ways for different people. And I will be back with you on August 1st.